It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and we have been helping people all over the world receive miracles, receive blessings in their life through the law of attraction since 2008. We've been on with this podcast since 2009, and now we're on every single day. So first, I want to thank you for sharing this podcast on Facebook. That really helps us when you share it on Facebook with your friends, because it allows us to reach more people with a powerful, uplifting message. Secondly, be sure and subscribe to this podcast, you know, on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate it. We're going to talk today about something very important. And if you're in the middle of it, it just seems like there's no help. Like there's no way out. And that is, if you've lost someone in your life, or you're going through a hard time with somebody in regards to your relationship, perhaps he's walked out on you. Perhaps she said she wants to think it over. And you had such a beautiful relationship in the beginning. It was just filled with passion and love and joy and all the good things that relationships, you know, should be filled with. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. It's gone. There are things you can do. There is help on the way. If your relationship was real then, listen to me now. If your relationship was real then, it can be real now. If it was real then, it can be real again. You do not need to lose this relationship, but you will need to take action. There are certain things that you will need to do. And I think it's very important to start off by saying that right now, if you've just broken up or you've been broken up for a few months, you're still in a state of shock. And your body, your mind, your energy field right now is attracting all the stuff you don't want to attract. You know, think about when you first fell in love. Think about when you were first attracted to each other. When you first had that mojo going between each other. Quite different than the energy you have going now. Well, the good news is if you had it then, you can have it again. But you've got to start working in that direction. One of the tools that I have all of my clients work with is creative visualization. There is a powerful visualization tool that Rachel and I have put together for you. It's on our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. You know, you're thinking about the breakup. I've got to get you visualizing getting back together. I've got to get the two of you visualizing how good this relationship is going to be in the future. One of the things I like to tell clients is the old relationship, you know, it's probably dead or as close to dead as possible. We've got to rebuild a whole new relationship. So our first step is your intention. And I think this is really important in saving a marriage and saving a relationship. It's important in any area of the law of attraction. I mean, every area of the law of attraction requires an intention. What is your intention? Now, if you say something like, I just want to get him back, or I just want her to come home, that doesn't work, because that says that the relationship is doomed and you want it to be better. But wanting always, remember, wanting is a negative word, and it always indicates you don't have. It always indicates that there's a lack involved. In our new book, Success and Nothing Less, Secrets to the Law of Attraction, we talk about this whole concept of wanting in a relationship as it works to focus on trying to salvage an old relationship. I've heard people actually use that word. I need to salvage this relationship, as if they're digging below the ocean somewhere and pulling up an old ship. That's not how you're going to approach this. So your intention has to be positive, and that has to be proactive. And it should come from the I am stage. I am attracting an incredible, new, loving relationship with fill in the blank or someone better. You see, now the intention, focuses on a present moment reality. It also suggests that you are a co-creator of your reality, and that you are recreating, or you are creating what you want. It's very important to get your intention right, because I have seen people that broke up, and you just look at the situation and the signs and you say, these people are going to be broken up for about a week. And then, because of their negative intentions, because it's all based around I want, they never get back together. They move farther and farther and farther apart. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a serious danger. If you've recently broken up, or your relationship or marriage has gone in two separate directions, there is a serious danger in not having a clear intention. And if you are uncertain about how to develop a clear intention and plant it into the astral plane, into the universe, then you need to get a hold of us and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm serious about this. 30 minutes, absolutely free, miracle mentoring, alchemy life coaching. Isn't it worth 30 minutes to save your relationship, to change your life, to take an old relationship that was hobbling by, that was barely getting by, and turn it into something extraordinary, something loving? www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Well, the next thing is, you've got to change your vibration. You can't fake it. You got to make it. You can't fake it. You've really got to make it. You've got to change your vibrations. I'm not saying that everything that happened in the relationship is your fault, but you still have to raise your vibrations. You have to create the vibration that you had when the two of you fell deeply and passionately in love. That can be a challenge for some people. So again, having some help, having some miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching working with you can be very, very positive. Next, you have to know how, through creative visualization and through meditation, to send him or her, the one that has walked out, positive energy. Energy that will help him or her change and begin to elevate their vibrations at the same time. This is crazy, but it's true. It's absolutely true. I believe that as you uplift your vibrations, you can do it in such a way that you change the other person's vibrations as well. And now the next time the two of you meet, you're both flying at a whole new level of vibration. You're attracting and you're building a whole new loving, passionate relationship. Well, the next step is critical. If you're walking around with mental pain 24/7, you are attracting more of the same. So if you can choose pain, you can choose pleasure. If you can choose sadness, you can choose happiness. You need to know that by choosing higher vibrational energies, you have a greater chance of bringing the two of you back together and establishing a whole new, positive, loving relationship. I always say that it's important to rebuild attraction as well. And through incantations on the subconscious mind, because attraction really is, first and foremost, it's two people who connect and they don't know why they're attracted to each other. Sure, they're physically attracted, but there's a different attraction going on there. And I call it the attraction of the subconscious mind, or the attraction of the shadow people. The two shadow sides of ourself are connecting. You've got to rebuild that connection, because without rebuilding that connection, you're only working at a superficial level. That's why going to marriage counseling and psychologists oftentimes is just a waste of your money and time. Remember, your psychologist doesn't charge a flat fee to get the two of you back together and to save your relationship. She's charging you by the hour, by the session. And I hate to say it, the more sessions, the more she makes. So, they don't understand the attraction that takes place between the two shadow sides of ourselves with our mate. It's very important, rebuilding attraction. I want you to remain positive, because unless you remain positive, you are going to constantly attract negative energy into your life. I'm serious about this. You've got your family telling you, he's no good, you can do better. Your friends are telling you, why don't you go out on a date tonight and find somebody else? Everybody around you is telling you, get out. And, you know, there may be some truth to it, but oftentimes it's just envy and jealousy. So my suggestion to you is, don't listen to the naysayers and remain positive. Have an absolute unstoppable positive attitude that this relationship can be the best relationship of your life. That it's not ending, it's just beginning. Well, next, you know, along with rebuilding attraction and remaining positive, it's rebuilding yourself. It's time to go shopping. It's time to maybe buy a new pair of shoes, or maybe get a facial, or do something for yourself that makes you feel good about yourself, how you look, how you come across to others. I think the last thing that we want to see is when the two of you get back together for a cup of coffee or to share a drink together, you're wearing the same thing that you wore when the two of you broke up. That doesn't make sense. You need to throw that outfit away. This is a tough one. You got to let it go. Now, I don't mean give up. I mean you've put out your intention. You're doing the positive work. You're following all the steps. Now you just got to let it go. You have to trust that the entire universe will now conspire to bring the two of you together and build an incredible, unstoppable relationship. But you can't do that if you're trying to micromanage everything. You've got to let it go. Finally, I recommend a minute or two daily of gratitude. Focus on all the good things that you had together. Even the worst relationship in the world had something positive. So focus on whatever positive energy or positive behavior there was. Because when you're focusing on gratitude, it's impossible to be negative. So focus on it. If you want to seriously rebuild your old relationship, you've got to focus on the things that made it work. You take those things plus some new stuff, some new energy, some new love, and you've got an unstoppable relationship. You can have the love of your life. You can have your soulmate back. You can save your marriage, but you've got to take action. I want to invite you to visit my website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and I want you to send me an email. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what's wrong. Be sure and include a phone number and best time to call. Be sure to include a Skype ID if you live in Australia or New Zealand or Europe somewhere. I'm here to tell you that help is on the way. I want the two of you together. I believe in love. I believe the two of you can be happier than you've ever been. But you've got to take action. So I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching today. Don't put it off. Don't say, well, let me think about it. I'll try it next week. If you've broken up or if you're having a hard time, you need to claim your 30 minutes right now. I'll help you. We'll not only put the two of you back together, we'll make it an incredible relationship. And then, of course, there is the secret weapon. It's called miracle magic. We won't even talk anymore about that other than to say, for my clients and my friends, it's available. Okay, we're out of time. You know, just get out and have a good day today. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. Feel good about yourself. It's going to get better. I promise you. And come and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You have a great day now. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.